States of Perfection. States of Perfection, Episode 5. Marcus is spying on our security forces and conversing in the backyard with his old friend Bobby, while Deborah meets her new friends at the Mandatory Book Club.
So ladies, can I get anyone a glass of Chardonnay?
A Chardonnay with book club? That's like red wine with fish.
Deborah, a Chardonnay is not really appropriate with book club. I'd recommend a Pinot Grigio.
Ooh, yes. Pinot Grigio is more appropriate for book club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but I don't have Pinot Grigio.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, no.
But you know what? I'll go double check.
Bobby, you never said anything about this anal retentive twin brother named Robert. He's an asshole.
Not twins. Clones, man. They're all over the place. They replaced me with a clone a few months ago. Robert is my fucking clone. My wife doesn't even know.
Why don't you tell her?
I'm afraid they'll kill her. Like they think they killed me. And they'll kill you too if they find out you know anything about the clones.
Clones really exist? Holy shit. My wife is part of the whole stem cell research project.
Dude, everybody here is connected to that project in some way or another. Most of them don't even know what's really going on.
What is security doing with my neighbor?
They're gonna replace him. Lang's a nice guy, but kind of a gadfly.
Yeah, Lang is the parking meter hater.
Yep, they got him like they got me, and it's just a matter of time before they get you too.
What made them get you?
Well, I had a few infractions, but after one of the deacons drove his car into my snow dragon, I knew I was in trouble.
How can you tell who the clones are?
They talk strange, like no contractions. Like, they won't say thanks, only thank you. They're too polite. They follow the code of living to a T. But most of all, the one physical difference that gives them away for sure is so obvious, I shouldn't even have to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
Shh!
Mark? Can you help me talk to the ice machine? For some reason, it's only speaking German. Ice and wine seems to be popular.
What's the physical difference?
Mark, are you talking to someone in the tool shed?
Just a second.
Shh. I gotta go. Don't trust anyone. Above all, don't let them know that you know. And
what's
don't
the physical
tell... Shut up. Let me talk. Don't tell Debbie. It will put her in danger.
What's the physical difference?
Shh. I have much more interesting stuff to tell you, but I have no time to tell you right now. But one example of the many things I have to tell you is the obvious physical difference for how to distinguish the clones. Are you sure I never told you the chopstick dog shit story? Oh, shit, I gotta go. Hey, bye.
Bobby! Oh, fuck. I have to tell Debbie. I'm a reporter. My job is to expose the truth.
The next morning, back at the newspaper.com office building, Marcus is starting to think everyone is a clone.
Excuse me, can you hold the elevator?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thanks. Achoo.
Oh, God bless you.
Achoo.
Oh, God bless you.
God, this guy. You know, you just blessed a fake sneeze. I literally just said the word achoo.
God bless
you. You did it again. I was telling you it was a fake word.
Why the fake sneeze?
I was testing you. You know, just last week, they changed the code of living on blessing sneezes.
Oh, really? I did not hear.
Yeah. It was decided that God has more important things to bless than allergy problems. He needs the high committee, I guess they decide. He needs to bless things like the war and famine and disease, you know.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm. Hey, thank you so much for the heads up.
Yeah, you're welcome. I guess it's decided it's an outdated expression that just really calls attention to someone's snot on their hands, you know. Makes them feel awkward.
Awkward is bad. Making people feel awkward is bad. So why would we say God bless you?
Right.
This makes so much sense. I mean, I always just kind of thought it was another nice expression.
No, not anymore. Now the only time you say God bless you is when you walk away from someone.
Okay. So no more goodbye. Now.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear?
Oh.
You shouldn't have said that. Goodbye was banned yesterday. They decided it was too negative telling people that departing from someone was good.
I
think it should be Godbye. Combine them.
I like that. Godbye.
Yeah.
Godbye.
Like God be with you, but yeah. Shorter. Godbye.
Wow. Very smart. Yeah. I mean,
you're welcome.
I will miss goodbye. I liked it.
Oh, wow.
God bless you.
Godbye to you as well.
Oh, that's right. Godbye.
Polite clone fuckhead. All right. Let's get on the old computer and see what the headlines are today. The Estates of Perfection News. Source of garage door openings still unknown. Uh-oh. Bottles ban belatedly begins. Nice alliteration. 2,000 days straight with 0% sexual assault. Let's see. Where is it? Where's the parking ticket video? Where's Lang's complaint? Fuck this, man. I'm going to ask the editor. Sir, I'm pretty positive it was the lead video letter. Now I can't even find it in my deleted files or anywhere.
I do not recall that vid letter at all. I mean, nobody likes a complainer anyway.
Really? Actually, I think letters that complain are the only ones worthwhile. The ability to complain is what makes us human, separates us from animals.
Cats hiss, a dog barks, an alligator gargles. Most animals complain. What really separates us from animals is manners. That is in the code.
Giraffes and quail are polite. Whatever. I know this is only my second day working here, but isn't it our duty as a news site to expose the truth of what is going on in our community?
Expose what truth?
You hear that? Do you hear that right there? A security camera's focusing on me. Why?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? There is no truth that needs to be reported.
The truth about the parking meters.
Tell you what, Marcus. You know, I have a story for you to report on today. You can go and cover the town hall meeting that begins in a few hours.
Cool. The town hall has got to have a whole lot of complaining, right?
Actually, no, Marcus. That's why I'm sending you there, so you can see how happy everybody is.
Great. I'll report on all the good, happy news.
And that is why I think quiet chamber music is the perfect choice for the new Opera House grand opening. Thank you.
I'd like to say something about the street repair that's been going on.
You would like to commend the job that is being done with the street repair?
Not exactly. I have some suggestions on how maybe things could be done more expeditiously and with greater concern for sleeping hours.
Mrs. Hastings, would you like to formally register this as a complaint?
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining, all right? This is merely a suggestion. You know what? Forget about it. Just everyone, let it go from your minds. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to sit down.
Why'd she wimp out on that complaint? It's true, they do start street repair too early in the morning.
Shh. Nobody likes a complainer.
Debbie, you should have heard all the people at the town hall. They didn't even know how to complain. This woman was right in the middle of making some point, and then she gets all freaked out and does a 180 and sits down. It was totally chicken shit.
Well, maybe she just changed her mind.
Right in the middle of making her complaint, who does that?
Well, you never change your mind on anything.
That's not true. I said I'd never eat eel roll, and I got over that. And I was against sandals when we first met. And what about scented candles? I don't mind that shit now.
Yes, you've shown real growth in opening your mind to candles and eel rolls. Oh, registration is in that building up ahead with that floating bridge.
Oh, man. Debbie, we gotta get out of here. Let's take that year abroad in Europe that we've always talked about.
Mark, what's wrong with you? This is the perfect place to raise a family. I have my dream job in research and development. I mean, if you just give this place half a chance, you'll really start to love it.
Yeah, they'll force me to love it or replace me.
What?
That thing. Ah, oh, these Hummers. I hate these things. They're mosquitoes with camera eyes.
I don't know. They make me feel safe. I mean, I haven't even thought about crime since we moved in. In the city, it was always there in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I get it. It's just that There's more going on here than meets the eye.
Oh, I guess the line for registration starts up those long gray stair steps.
Oh my God, look at these stairs. This goes on forever. How many stairs are there?
Oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I think they're good for your butt. Ooh, I feel it tightening.
How can they not have an escalator?
Because I think they want people to be athletic. Look how good everybody looks here.
Oh, there's another turn?
Ooh, I feel my heart rate.
Now serving 8-4-8 at window number 33.
The registration building is as crappy as the city's DMV. Seems like with all the technology improvements, they'd think of a way to get rid of long lines.
Well, if you're bored, just try the trivia stanchions.
This thing? All right, just push this button.
What is the founding year of the Estates of Perfection?
I have no idea. 2017?
Incorrect. The correct answer is 2018. Please study your Estates of Perfection history. Would you like to play again?
Well, the first time was so much fun. How could I not?
Next couple, have a seat. Would you like a cup of water?
Oh, thanks. Gotta say, the tap water is actually really good. I thought the waiter was just upselling us.
Hi there. We're here to register as new residents and to get any permits we might need. Here is our marriage and birth certificates and our driver's licenses.
I'm sorry you had to wait. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Okay, marriage certificate will work, though you might want to think about renewing your vows under the guidance of the Code of Living.
Well, we just got married a few years ago, so I think we don't need a new paint job yet. Definitely want to stock up on some snowman permits, though.
That's the next window. Okay, this is your state driver's license, but the Estates of Perfection has our own driving requirements, so you will be required to do our own driving test to get a new license.
What? Another driving license just for the... That sucks.
And do you plan on having one or more children?
Oh, wow, that seems a little personal. Yeah.
Okay, can you give me an approximate year when you see yourself with children?
Hey, we haven't even started this conversation. Why do you need this info?
We like to know your reproduction goals. Our maternity wards can get overbooked, so our hospitals like to be prepared.
Oh, I see. That makes sense, I guess.
I'm not sure we've committed to a birth date yet.
So, would you say, for the next few months at least, your sex will be just for pleasure, not for procreation?
Oh.
That's true. Well, define pleasure.
Okay, she's joking. We have a lot of pleasure.
And how often do you have unprotected sex?
Okay, Debbie, we don't have to answer this stuff. I mean, besides, how do you quantify that? I mean, does oral sex count?
Oral does not count as sex. That's another question.
I don't like these. I mean, what the hell's going on? Do we have to check in with you every time we do it?
Of course not, Mark.
Of course not, sir. Just one more thing. We need to get a swab test for our records. Open wide.
Oh my.
Hey, that is a long kick. Whoa, I'm taking that. I'm taking that here. Okay, this is mine now.
Sir, I need that.
No.
For our records. I can pluck a hair if you would prefer that.
No, I don't like either. How about if I refuse this test?
Mark, what's the big deal?
I'm sorry. I think it's strange taking my hair and swabbing my mouth.
Okay, we don't need to do the swab if you don't want. It's just more information to help us serve you better.
Thank you for your help.
You are welcome. You can move on to the next window for your golf club permits, snowman permits, trampoline inspection permits, what have you.
Thank you, and you're welcome and everything.
You are welcome. I will throw away your drinking cups in this blue can for you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just going to take it to go.
No, I will throw them away.
Okay. There you go. Thanks, I guess.
You are welcome.
Goodbye.
God bless you.
Huh?
Never mind. I'll explain later.
The follow me ball will escort you out. Close the door on your way out.
Follow me.
Where's the ball going?
Follow me.
Follow me ball should be a little slower.
Follow me.
Did you get what we need?
Yes, Mr. King, sir. We got the DNA.
Good. Make it a rush job.
It sure was clever of the registrar to get the DNA from the drinking cups. just like on television in the police procedurals. What are they going to do with that DNA? Find out on the next Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Besser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Besser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, Andy Richter, Lou Wilson, John Gemberling, Betsy Sodaro, Lacey Mosley, Kenny Stevenson, Brett Morris, and Kevin Bartelt.